This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. Zimbabwe revives the much-feared youth service, saying young people should play a key role in transforming the ailing economy. Zimbabwe's silos are almost running dry at a time when private maize importers are failing to get licenses to buy grain from neighboring nations. The government has ordered its top officials in state hospitals to prepare for a proposed strike by doctors and nurses who want down tools Friday for non-payment of their December salaries. Ordinary Zimbabweans slam the first family for going on holiday in the Far East while most of them are unable to enjoy the festive season. Zimbabweans living in the diaspora raise money to buy sunscreens and other items for people living with albinism. And a U.S.-based Zimbabwean, P.T. Ngobo, speaks about his life as a teacher in the state of Maryland. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940, and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about difficulties in getting maize imports in Zimbabwe. Send us your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again is 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.